You're listening to Fat Monkeys!
This is Gina, this is Ricky. This is Gina, this is Ricky. This is Gina, this is Ricky. I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you?
How about you?
Are you ready for episode 21?
Yeah, she's got a set. Quite a set.
You need to get Stadol.
What? What is it?
Stadol.
Stadol.
A narcotic.
Oh my God, Ricky! Class one or something.
It's like the highest one you get. Medicated.
Drugs are bad.
And it's a nose spray, and you go like this. Anyway, it like numbs the whole back of your head.
Oh damn!
And like you do two squirts, you start like foaming at the mouth and stuff. It's gross.
Oh yeah, that's hot.
I don't know anything about
every time I'm like, hey, check out that chick. She's fucking foaming at the mouth. You know? Yeah. She's either high or she's got rabies.
I'm thinking rabies.
That she's foam works as a good lubricant on my testicle. So this weekend, I went to, Garrett called me up and, well, or got me on MySpace and was like, hey, you want to go to this, Castle's having this event this weekend, you want to go? And I was like, what's the event? And he's like, oh, it's Rise of the Dead. And for those of you who don't know, Castle is a goth club in Ybor.
You gotta tell him you're doing
quotation marks goth club because I'm not a big fan of goth, but anyway it's a goth club, whatever.
You used to be until you grew up, right?
Yeah, I was in like middle school.
My god, I totally was like in 92.
I wasn't goth. I guess I was like what do they call it, like dirty goths, which was
Satanist.
The freaks. No, the freaks. There was like the goths, and they listened to like 80s music, and then there was like the freaks, and we listened to like Korn and stuff like that. Like pretty much dirty goths, like redneck goths or
redneck? Southern. Such thing as redneck goths?
Southern. Yes, there is.
What?
There's like a billion different types of goths.
Oh my god! I will have to create a goth tree of how it branches out.
Because like
emos, in my opinion, are a subcategory of goth. If you ask me, emo is a subcategory of goth.
It is.
Emo?
Raver, yes. All that. That is goth subcategory.
Emo means emotional, right?
Yeah.
Like, sad. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
It just means emotion.
And lame.
It also means lame. If you looked up emo in the dictionary, what would it have there?
It wouldn't have anything because emo's not a word. It probably...
In the urban,
it'd probably be like, you're spelling emu wrong. Please go to page 12. Flip over to page 493. Learn how to fucking spell.
Okay, so you went to Castle. And...
Yeah, so I went to Castle, and they're having an event called Rise of the Dead. Now, the event was mainly like supposed to be like a costume party for people to dress up as zombies. Nowhere in the actual thing did it say the word zombie, but they were like, come get disinfected. There's a $10 disinfectant fee or whatever.
Disinfect? What's that
mean? It was cover charge. It was,
oh, okay. Sorry, I'm sneaky. I'm not caught.
That would have been so funny if you showed up and be like, why do I have
Where's all the Lysol?
I'm pretty clean. I just had a shower. I don't think I need the disinfectant.
I'm totally not into
What's
that.
Your cover? It'll be
$10. They're like, for you, free.
Get on in here, special boy. But so, anyway, since it was called Rise of the Dead, I decided to dress up like Jesus. Because he rose from the dead. You know, our great holy Lord and Savior. He's everyone's Lord and Savior. Whether you know it or not. Even Jewish people love Jesus.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Jesus. So I show up dressed as Jesus, and everybody's like, hey, it's Jesus. Cool, man. And I was like, OZ dog, original gangster, or original original zombie, you know. And they were like, OZ. Ah, that's funny. So I'm going through the line, and as I get to the corner, because the line's wrapped around the building, I got to the corner, and there's a religious group protesting.
Are you serious?
I am absolutely serious. They had a sign. I didn't read it, because I didn't figure I needed to.
Could Jesus read?
No, Jesus can't read.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Fuck that shit. He was poor. He shouldn't have been able to read.
Right.
Like, there's no reason why he would be able to read. I mean, maybe, like, scribes taught him and stuff like that, but poor people didn't know how to read the past. So,
I still don't.
So, I was standing in line, and the guy's yelling at people. He's like, you are sinners, and you're 10 out of 10 people die because of sin. And I was like, 10 out of 10 people die because they're mortal. And we're not going to live forever. Fucking dumbass. Anyway, and people were yelling at him like, I don't remember us going to a church and protesting your cult, but, you know.
Right.
I'm sorry, I consider Christianity a cult. It's just the most popular cult.
And legal.
It's hot this week.
It's hot?
This week in Christianity. Anyway.
Do it again. I forgot. Never mind. I was going to do the key.
Damn, Ricky.
I fucked it up. I'm sorry, guys.
Fucked it all up.
That's our
fuck up noise.
No, when you want to say fuck up.
Fuck up.
But that takes the effort.
Will correct in edit.
That's the fart. Okay.
It could be the O key.
Tangent.
It could be oops.
You.
Oops.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Ooh. Is that your O face?
Oh,
it's kind of
like, yeah, it's not actually like that.
I've wanted to do this so bad, like having sex with people and then take a picture as they have their own face.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
That would be great.
Speaking of things you wanted to do while you're having sex, here's something I want to do so badly, and I've wanted to do it since I met a friend of mine. We call her Wig Girl, because the first day at work she wore a wig because she didn't think they'd let her have pink hair at the job.
Uh-huh.
And she draws her eyebrows on because her hair's like white. Like, almost. It's so blonde, it's white, and she barely has any eyebrows. So she shaves them and draws them on. And since I've met her, I've really, really wanted to fuck a chick with drawn-on eyebrows while I'm fucking her, lick both my thumbs, and then wipe off her eyebrows.
What would be the sexual term for that? You know how you, like, have...
I don't know. That'd probably be, like, an eyelash... thing in your back right pocket wipes off eyebrows. An eyebrow pin or whatever. In your front pocket means you draw eyebrows. I like to draw on people.
Or you come on her face and use your thumb to wipe off the...
Oh, I could do that too. I figure if I'm gonna... Yeah, I guess that's a good way too, because then I'll get to finish, you know.
Yeah.
The other way, probably not.
No.
Be like, nah, that's cool, baby. I'm already done. You can get pissed off and storm out if you want to.
I got my nut.
Works for me.
Castle.
Oh, yeah. So, I was dressed as Jesus. If anybody listens and, like, goes to Castle, like, by chance, I was there. So, if you saw me, that's what I look like, and,
Did you get to see people dancing?
Yeah, I got to see Garrett dancing his lovely goth dance of seduction. I think he
did it turn him on?
No,
did it turn
definitely.
Jesus on?
I don't think it turned anyone on, except for maybe like Morpheus or something, because he thinks he's in the Matrix while he's dancing. If you want to know what Garrett looks like, go watch The Matrix, the part where Keanu Reeves is dodging bullets. Mm-hmm. That's about what it's like. But Garrett kind of looks like he's getting hit because he's like, oh, and his shoulder will go back, but in super slow motion.
When did that kind of dancing start?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
When did white people start?
I think it started in the gay club.
When did white people start? Because white people... That's a white people thing right there.
Oh.
I want to take Garrett
Maybe
to like a
with
real club.
Queens.
Garrett claims that he's been to a real club, and I was like, no, because you'll get your ass kicked.
Well, yeah.
Be like, so you don't like my bullet bandolier thing that I'm wearing? He wears a belt made out of bullets. Or bullet shell casings or whatever.
That's fashionable.
Yeah.
Not really.
I want to see him go into a
friend?
Job interview like that. That'd be so hot. Like, yeah, Mr. So-and-so, we would like to hire you. But we noticed you're wearing bullets. And we usually tend to not gravitate towards people that are wearing armaments.
At the company you're working at?
Yeah, where we work, we need him. Right. So we can fight off the people from the ghetto, like, trying to...
Right behind you guys?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of people in the ghetto right behind us, I was walking up to work and heard, like, a, like, four-year-old girl say, "I just farted!" She was, like, really trying to tell her parents that she farted, and they were, like, not caring at all. They're like, okay.
When is the point where you become embarrassed when you fart?
I don't know.
Never for me. Like, I was embarrassed for a short period of time, and then it just went back out the window. Hell,
I was embarrassed because it was really the first time I ever hung out with you. You know, and I never met anyone before.
I
thought that I would get away with it, but then Ricky, you turned pink, and you were like, "Did you just fart?"
Oh my god! Did you just hear that? I remember one time when I was like in third or fourth grade, I had dropped my pencil on the floor having gone to get it, and when I came back, I was like,
"Oh, I have a good
and
fart
the whole
story."
Class just laughed.
I have a good fart story. I was going out with this girl, and she's a lesbian, and she was at the time we were going out. But you know, she
was experimenting because you were hot.
Yeah, she's experimenting with a boy.
Because you were hot.
No.
Well, you could have
said,
but yeah.
we're like really good friends, and you know, and so we started doing it. But anyway, she took me to a bunch of yoga classes, and so I'm at a yoga class.
Oh, no.
And they're like, "You just need it," and they're talking all soft, like, "You just need to relax. Let yourself relax." And we're like bending over, like standing with
in
our legs, like kind of like a pyramid or whatever, and bending over this way. Everybody's bending over this way, and farted on the yoga instructor's head. Like, right on her head.
Did you see the Jackass episode?
While everyone's completely quiet. Like, it just was like... And I was there with, like, five of my friends.
You weren't even
embarrassed? No, hell no.
Were they laughing?
I almost fell over. I was laughing so hard. It was so funny. And the lady's like, "That's okay, it's okay. You're just being very relaxed. That's good." And if you're listening, yoga instructor lady, I'm sorry for farting on your head.
What if it was a shart?
Huh?
Yeah. What if it would have been a shart?
A what?
A shart. Shit and a fart together?
Oh, no. That would have been really gross. I think I was wearing white pants.
Brown?
Nah, these are stained brown for fashion. I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to see that movie...
Nacho Libre. It was good. I saw
it. Oh, did you see it?
Yeah, it was very good. It was really funny. It probably could have been just as funny in mute because Jack Black just looked so funny all the time. Mm-hmm. But it like a lot of the stuff he said in like his little accent or whatever was really funny.
My friend Mikey has like the hugest crush on him. He just like bow down on his knees to have him.
Yeah, he's not a bad looking guy. Plus, he's got like a good personality. I mean, he's.
Personality is number one.
Bullshit. Not if you're trying to get your booty on. Get laid.
This might be a two-episode thing.
Ooh.
I wish Johnny was here.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Thanks.
What else are we going to talk
thanks
about?
Thanks for making it awkward.
Oh, what's our awkward? No. Yeah, that was awkward, right?
I don't know. Put it on A.
A?
Or W.
That's hard for our listeners.
Oh, we got a caller! No, we don't.
That's
we need
slang.
To leave that one
getting
on there.
Slang.
Yeah, like on, you can't say that on television.
That, yeah.
You know what's so sad to me about that show, You Can't Say That on Television, that used to be on way back in the day?
A lot more stuff was on that.
People rip off that show so bad and pretend like it's their idea.
Like, what shows?
For instance, at the school I went to, Lake Gibson High School, the TV program people used to rip off this thing called Happy Fun Ball. Uh-huh. And it was supposed to be, you know, this fun ball or whatever, but then it was giving warnings at the... Oh, shit. Oh. My bad, my bad.
You take the call. Take
Hold
it.
Hold on. What's up, Fur?
Hi, Fur.
No, we're on. You're on the air. they can't hear you, but you're on the air. And my half of the conversation is on the air. And no, I'm not at home. I'm at Ricky's. Are you on your way home now? All right. I don't know what our plans are yet. Well, say that again. Do you think you should go over here? I don't know. What's the consensus with the rest of the room?
I don't care.
You don't care? Ricky doesn't care if you come over or not. He said you can fucking die for all he cares.
Oh,
oh my God, Ricky! Jesus!
She knows better than that.
I think we're finishing up, so we're going to get all wiped up, and then we're going to go back to the house. Well, I don't think Ricky's probably going to come, because he doesn't like to hang out with me unless we're recording it. All right, I'll see you at home. All right, bye.
You could hear her through our microphones.
Really?
Or through our headphones.
That's hot. Now I feel like Ricky. Oh my God. My cell phone rang in the middle of a call.
Hey, I've done a couple episodes where it does not ring at all.
Wow.
I know.
I bet you feel like a recovering alcoholic.
Kind of.
Just like jonesing for
but
your phone
now
ring.
It's even, it's bad that I can answer my cell phone at my desk now. That's
yeah,
not
oh,
a
I bet.
Good thing. But I can work and talk at the same time. Hey. I'm gonna wear my headset at work. So
what do
I can
you
talk.
Do there?
I sell stock and purchase stock. I wrote a $6.7 million check yesterday.
Yeah.
For someone to donate.
I say you use that line to pick up guys. Like, yeah, I wrote a $7 million check at work the other day.
Hot.
You know, I was just writing. You know, whatever.
Just did it.
Petty cash, you know, whatever. Just needed something to get me through the weekend.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Just be like wearing a suit or whatever. Like, I'll get a helicopter and pick you up.
To go
be like, well, I'll see you later.
And then,
yeah, and then you'll get in like a, get on the ladder and just be like, later.
Later, players.
I can't wait till my high school 10-year reunion, because I'm either going to show up as a hobo or as like a guy dropped off in a helicopter.
That was totally
wearing
done.
Wearing a king's robe.
That was totally done on Michelle and, what was that?
Romy and Michelle's
high school reunion
yeah.
with Alan
Yeah,
Cummings.
But he did it like...
a hobo outfit.
No, but he came in a helicopter.
Okay.
Talking about still
Yeah, but that's
shows,
a fucking
right?
movie. He didn't really do that. I'm really going to do
How do you know no one... I'm sure someone like
I'm sure someone
has
probably done it.
Done
or
that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Those bitches on that show, I want to just like go find them all and just shoot them.
I didn't want a red Ferrari!
I only got two fucking cars for my birthday? This is bullshit.
Fuck you, Mom. I'm not wearing those heels.
Oh my God, this only shows one titty. This is not slutty enough for me. I'm 16. I need to be sluttier than this.
Or what about, there was one of them where the
fucking
girl was complaining to her dad because he set a budget of $500,000 for her sweet 16. And she said it wasn't enough.
That's
if
going.
I had $500,000 to spend, it would not be going to a sweet fucking 16.
If right. I had $500,000, I could probably live
but
the rest
Charisse
of my life.
But Charisse and
them
were talking about the gay guy that had a sweet 16
Oh
party.
My God, I bet that was hilarious.
I wanted to see that so bad.
Oh man.
But apparently his jacket didn't make it on time. He was all upset and was like about to pass out. Because you know, alright,
what
sweet
kind,
16
what kind
girls
of
are bad
did he
enough.
Have?
Could you imagine a sweet 16 gay boy?
Yeah, because gay
Could
guys...
Could you imagine that drama?
Well, depending on the gay guy, but are... Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's why gay guys are fun to hang out with, because, you know...
I know there was this one, this 16-year-old kid. I don't think he was gay. His dad was, like, a hip-hop mogul.
Uh-huh.
And,
Bullshit.
He was actually... Him and two of his friends Isn't actually had awesome. Models... auditioning to come to his party as their escorts and like a few other ones to be dancing at the party. And they were based, like, all, they were like 15 and 16, having these chicks come in a room.
Where, and basically they show just wearing underwear. Titties?
Ooh. And dancing around and stuff.
That's hot shit.
I wish he was 16 again.
Hell yeah.
He wishes he was a rap mogul's son.
Yeah, I don't care if I'm 16 or not. Yeah.
Vanilla Ice's son.
Oh my god, hell yeah. I should go have him adopt me. Be like, my daddy, I haven't seen him in like... I don't know how many years it's been so long. Yeah, wait. Why would I want Vanilla Ice to be my dad?
Eminem?
Nah. Fuck them.
Eminem or Vanilla Ice, death is not an option.
Oh, man, that's hard. Because they're essentially the same guy, just like 10 years apart, right. You know? I'd say Vanilla Ice, because he'll
it.
Probably...
You're not giving, you're getting it.
I'm going to say Vanilla Ice, because there's a good chance I'll get some drugs. And with Eminem, he'll write songs about me and beat me.
Right, and call you Kim.
Yeah, and like chop me up and put me in his trunk or whatever.
And sing a song
he'll
called Body
beat
Clyde.
Me for years. Like, I just really feel strongly about him, so I have to hit him a lot. That's why he wears wife beaters. You are what you wear. Oh!
You're looking pretty slutty.
Damn. Yeah, I'm bumming it. What are you talking about? I'm fucking... Yeah.
You're like...
Ricky, come on. Tell me you've never slummed it. Come on.
No.
Come on. You and your high standards.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh!
More than you could ever do.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised.
Oh!
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 Oh! Oh.
Misty Gangbang 500.
Well,
Gangbang 500.
Can we see you on the internet, Misty? Is that what you're trying to say to us?
No.
No, not yet. It's in the making.
Google her. Do it. Right now.
Well, I'm pretty sure
Google
if you
it.
Google the name Misty, there's probably going to be some inappropriate
Misty
pictures
Monday.
Coming.
Yeah. Isn't that the one that does all the the funny ones? Like Spider Babe and Lord of the G-Strings? Yeah. Those are so funny.
They're like the B-movie softcore.
They used to show a lot of those on Cinemax, but they don't really anymore. Like, we'd record them and watch them because they're so funny.
Oh, the softcore ones?
Like, the softcore funny ones.
Oh.
Like, that they know they're
the
supposed
spoofs?
To be funny, like... Oh. Like, what was that one with that Wagner has with the it's supposed to be like Survivor, but it's with naked chicks. Well, it was pretty funny.
It was No Man on the Island?
There was a guy filming.
Are they on the Island
it.
Of Lesbos?
Maybe.
Probably.
The Isle of Lesbos.
That sounds interesting.
Your mom sounds interesting. Right about now.
My mom's dead.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
I did her last night. She's totally alive.
Then you're into necrophilia.
She's just passed out.
But she's black and have maggots all over her.
That's what makes it hot. Come on. I mean, you don't like the maggots?
I don't bone my mom.
Are you sure? That's not what she
Where
said.
Where are you from again?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Virginia.
Yeah, not West Virginia.
Bubba Sparks.
God damn you, Bubba Sparks.
How big of a ball are you? Okay, we're at 53. It's time
53.
To go. Yeah. So, I want to remind everyone... Oh, actually, Ryan, how about you remind everyone?
Okay. I would like to remind everyone that you can download our podcast at foulmonkeys.com.
Mm-hmm. And?
Oh, I was going to let you
like. Oh, you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you could subscribe to us on iTunes. Hey.
Search for Foul Monkeys and hit
subscribe.
Yeah.
There's a button and it says all of that.
Yeah.
It's like
so just go to iTunes.
And like when they typed it they stuttered.
Oh, I wanted to say someone left us a comment on Podcast Alley like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I just got it. But I want to say thank you to the fishing nut. He left the podcast and said, "It's awesome." Or a
is,
comment.
When he's saying the fishing nut, is he talking about like Like actual fishing or like picking up some ladies?
And nutting? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Poor guys.
I know.
He's fishing to bust a nut.
Oh, aren't we all just fishing to bust a nut? I mean, isn't that what we're all here for?
No, I'm all about cuddling.
That's gay. That's not what straight people do.
I was cuddling last weekend.
No, no.
Bar.
Oh, how that's like ear-piercingly high.
No, I was in Fort Lauderdale. Georgie's Alibi.
Yeah, you really. I wonder how much you have to pay them to cuddle at Saddle Creek. If you're from Saddle Creek or spend a lot of time there or know the
email us.
The rates, email us and we'll or mention it on the air.
Give them the number.
Do you have the number?
Have it memorized. Oh my god!
You don't have it memorized. Give it to me and I'll memorize it.
It's the first one's 286-984 foul, and the other one is 206-666-2252. We wanted to do 206-666 foul, but it was already taken.
Damn
fuckers,
bitches!
And how much is that?
Free.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
It's badass.
I need to find out about this.
I went on a search through Google and typed in free phone podcast.
And if Google wants to give us some money for plugging them just now, like twice,
right?
You totally can.
2 seconds.
Google.
Wouldn't that be cool if people went to the Google page and there was the Foul Monkeys thing up and where it said Google, it said Foul Monkeys?
That would be cool.
What if they bought us out?
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know, they're like
we'd actually get paid.
You realize they're like worth billions of dollars.
And they like their work location in California is like the greatest. Like they have masseuses.
Oh my god, masseuses. Hot as hell.
And they have a gym and free lunch.
I'd move out there.
It's in Napa Valley. Is that in California? Napa Valley, California? No.
It sounds right.
No, not Napa Valley. Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
But I want to work there. And they're fun and cool.
I
want to work there too. They have a lot of really awesome
benefits.
I would like to work anywhere that pays me more than I get currently.
You have to take an IQ test in order to work there.
Oh, that's love that. Yes. That is hot.
That sounds kind of illegal.
You have to take one.
That shouldn't be illegal. I mean,
well, what
they
if
want
you're
smart
not
people?
Well, they want smart people, but what if you're a really great janitor, but you just can't add?
Well, I'm sure their janitors don't have to take IQ tests. Like, I gotta find out the algorithm.
Oh, that's not a diss on janitors.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying janitors are bad, but the average janitor, I mean, statistically, is not like a brain surgeon. So,
yeah,
you know.
I'm gonna need you to bring that up online so you can tell the janitors that are listening to our show that.
are there a lot of janitors listening to the show?
Maybe. If you
want
to, about the only thing interesting.
If you want to get down and badass mop while you're listening to Foul Monkeys, then you totally can.
Badass mop.
I know. I'm cool with janitors. Hell yeah, we need janitors.
We're supposed to end the show.
Badass. Okay, yeah. We're
okay. So
I'm totally.
We never introduced ourselves.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
I'm Misty.
This is Ricky.
Hey.
And I love shows.
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 Oh my god.
Oh my god. These shoes are cool.
These shoes suck.
These shoes are $300. These shoes are $300.
We're getting these fucking shoes.
These shoes run a little small. Your feet may not fit in them because they're so big.
You bitch!
Fuck
yeah! Alright, we're out of here. Right. Have a good week.
Peace out. Later, playa!
Bye-bye.
Bye!
Holla at a playa.
Hey Ricky, hey Jana, it's Kyle from Kentucky. I just wanted to call and say hello. Keep up the good work and I'll talk to you guys later.